Good morning and welcome to the Petitions Committee. Mrs Forrest, can I just explain what the procedure will be here this morning? My name is Councillor Andrew Coventry and I'm the chair of the committee here. So what we'll do is initially we'll ask you to make a representation to the committee. I then believe that the Head of Commercial Services, Ricky Moffat, will make a representation on behalf of the council, and then the committee will debate the petition. Okay, thank you. So when you're speaking, can you remember to press the button here?
You have to bear with me, I'm a bit nervous on all this. I'm on about Newton Grange Park. The council's never gave us any warning that they'd just come in and grassed over our beds. They've took another two beds out. Now, in 2012, they came and they took beds out and never told the people. We don't get any warning that they're taking these beds out. Now, there's a lot of people. We use the park. It's a welfare park. And we do use this park a lot. I myself am in it the biggest part of the day with my dog. But we just want to be told what's going to be happening. And we're wanting to keep our beds. You know, we want to... We go around the park. It's used by lots of people. Now, this is a welfare park. You know, we've got... my friend's got Victoria Park, but it's a welfare park. And there's a lot of kids use it. And a lot of people, and elderly people, and sick people, we use this. And a lot of people, they like the beds. You know, you can go around the park and they'll say, oh, the beds are beautiful, aren't the beds lovely? We're not going to have that. And I feel it helps us that suffer with depression. It does help us when we go to the park and we can see the nice flowers and see how nice the park is. And we want to keep it if we can. We'd be very grateful, I mean, if you could help us to keep our flowers in the beds. I think that's about it. I'm not very good at talking.
So I'll invite Ricky Moffat, Head of Commercial Services, to make a representation to the committee.
Thanks, Chair. Obviously, members will be aware that over the last 2 years, commercial operations, land services in particular, like all other services, were asked to look at the services that we provide and come forward with areas that potentially we could make savings towards the council's budget deficit. So we did that in 2013, where we proposed that we could remove right across Midlothian 20% of the flower beds. There was a number of other savings that were proposed, things like the introduction of wildflower meadows and this year the changing of the summer-winter hours for our staff to reduce the number of temporary staff that we take on. So we introduced in 2013 a number of changes, and the emphasis at that time was very much on reducing areas where there wasn't a prominence. So there was less done in each of the public parks, and it was more flower beds that were, if I can describe it, as hidden away. They weren't as prominent. This year, when a similar reduction was offered, it was again taken by the council, a further 20% reduction. And it was clear from Land Services that reduction couldn't be made without much more of an impact being made. As I say, in 2013, we had reduced those areas where there was a low prominence. This year, it was going to be very much higher prominence. So Newton Grange Park, the welfare park, was certainly one of the areas that we did remove some beds. And indeed, every park, whether it be King's Park, King George Park, etc., had a number of beds removed. What we've tried to do in terms of the appearance of flowers within a village, Newton Grange in particular, it's not been a focus primarily on the park. What we've tried to do as well is as much share the pain around is protect those other areas of high prominence in Newton Grange. So, for example, at the library and the memorial that was planted a couple of years ago, and we've tried to ensure that these are maintained. Within the park itself, the focus has been very much on round about the memorial within the park and the approaches to it. In terms of the comments from the petitioner in relation to consultation, yeah, I'll hold my hands up and say that in terms of what we did right across Midlothian, there wasn't wide consultation. What we have done, though, within the Newton Grange area, we have met with the Community Council recently, and what we were always challenged was to see if any local community council would be in a position to either contribute towards the upkeep or the maintenance of the flower beds, or indeed if they were in a position to take over the maintenance of flower beds. Newton Grange Community Council are going to be discussing that. So if there's something comes from that, then clearly we can reinstate the beds that have been removed. And at this position, at this point in time, there's no intention to remove any further bedding from Newton Grange Park. So I'll pause at that point, Chair, and if there's any questions, happy to either have myself or Justin Venton respond.
Thank you, Eric. Can I just ask you, you mentioned the introduction of wildflower meadows. Can you elaborate a wee bit on that for us, please?
Yeah, certainly. This comes from kind of two sides, if you like. It's as much about biodiversity as much as it is about reducing the areas of grass that we need to cut. Clearly, if we don't cut grass, then there is a saving. So we introduced a number of wildflower meadows, and I absolutely appreciate people will have a difference of opinion on wildflower meadows, but essentially there is a wildflower meadow we're sowed out, and it means that we can make a saving in terms of reduced grass maintenance.
Thank you. Do any members of the committee want to comment upon the petition? Or?
Can I just ask?
Yeah.
Can I just ask you, you're saying that you're not making any more cuts in the flower beds. You're not going to stop planting them in Newton Grange. You're going to leave the ones that we've got. Well, that's not true, because we've been in the park and we've spoken to your chaps, the chap for Dalkeith, and he says next year you're going to take all the beds out. You're taking all our beds out. We're not going to have any beds. All we're going to have is a memorial. That's no good.
Sorry, just to respond to that point, Chair, I think I've already made the point that the changes that have been made to Memorial Park are the changes that we're making. There is no intention, unless Council, as part of its 15-16 budget deliberations, decide that they want to take further reductions, that would be the only way that we would be removing further beds. But at this moment in time, we are not proposing to take any more beds out of Newton Grange Park.
Councillor Muirhead.
See, that's where the problem is, because it's no guaranteed. I mean, you know, at the moment we've no got any intention to do it, but that doesn't mean to say that that will only come about. It'll depend on the pressure that's on the budgets and your ability to do something other than that, and that I appreciate won't be easy. I think probably everybody knows my opinion on the wildflower meadows, and I think it's a false economy, to be perfectly honest. And while it does, for a period of time, have an attractiveness and a kind of splashy colour, it is by no means like that all the time. And I think it kind of ends up with, you know, being clogged up with rubbish. I mean, I can appreciate what the petitioners are saying here, and all our villages are getting bigger. There are more and more housing, it becomes even more important that the green spaces that we've got are attractive places for people to visit and spend time. So I can understand why there's concern if we were going to be taking that any further in the next budget round. I think giving people advance notice of it is really important, because I understand that, for instance, correct me if I'm wrong, that in Temple, when there was a plan to remove some of the flower bed areas, that the community came forward and volunteered to look after them themselves. And I think, you know, there are groups in some of the communities, and it could be encouraged if necessary, where people would be prepared to tend the beds, because it's not the actual putting the beds there, it's the keeping them tidy that's the problem. So I think maybe we need to look a bit more in terms of advance warning. If we are going to do something like that, that we come and we tell people that's going to happen, and encourage that kind of buy-in for the community if it's possible. And I accept what you're saying, that you went to Newton Grange Community Council, and if they're considering that, then that's fine. Although if we're in a situation where we're not going to do it next year, it becomes kind of academic unless we're going to reopen some of the beds again, you know. And it may be that we can do that. I don't know. It'd be interesting to hear if, for instance, say Newton Grange Community Council came forward and said, we want you to reinstate the beds that were removed and we'll look after them. Is that something that we would do?
You're absolutely right, Councillor. In terms of communities that came forward, I mean, some of the other changes that we've made over the last year or two are the reduction in hanging baskets. And you're absolutely spot on in terms of where the cost for us is. It's more with the maintenance. You'll be well aware that we grow pretty much most of our plants up at Vogrey. So to plant 200 or grow 200 as opposed to 300, the cost isn't significant. It's the ongoing maintenance, the weeding, the watering. And we did try and get some community councils to take on board the hanging baskets, and we didn't get an awful lot of success. But in terms of where we have had a wee bit of success is Temple, and Cowsons, another area that are keen to take on the flower beds. And what we've done there is we're quite happy to invite people to come up to the nursery, see the kind of plants that we can put in the beds, and give them the opportunity to look at them, plant them out, and then they take on the maintenance. In terms of Newton Grange, there's absolutely no reason why any flower beds that are currently grassed over or have been removed couldn't be reinstated without will from the local community to take them on. So if there is that will and that desire, then we're more than happy to meet with them and take that forward.
Councillor Baxter.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just wondering whether a slightly different approach might be worth taking. I'm thinking of places that I've visited. I was in Newton Grange Park a few weeks ago. I didn't pay much attention to where the flower beds were, so this may have already been done, I don't know. But in places like, for instance, in Regent's Park in London, there's what's called the English Gardens, and you'll see it's a relatively small area compared to the whole park. Lots of flower beds, well tended, and lots of seating areas, but the rest of Regent's Park is actually not that much in the way of flowers. Same in my native Liverpool. There's Clark's Gardens and there's a walled garden in Walton Park, where a small part of a large park has a concentration of flower beds, well tended, and lots of seating. So if you're going to go and enjoy the flowers, that's where you go. If you're going to walk your dog or go for a run, it'll be the rest of the park. So I don't know whether maybe that's a way of concentrating. Perhaps we could concentrate the spend in a small area where people are likely to congregate.
You're probably getting to the areas of Justin's expertise. So I know that in Newton Grange Park, we have looked at a plan that was being developed with Gary Cormack, one of the team there. And it's exactly what you were just talking about in terms of concentrating it on the focal points of where people sit and can enjoy. I hear what you've said about dog walking, and quite frankly, I'm a dog walker, and I'm not too concerned about looking at the flowers when I'm with my dog. I'm watching him, what he's doing. So I absolutely get that part, but I'll ask Justin if there's anything he wants to comment on that particular question.
I would suggest that in most of the main parks, there is quite a concentration of the flower beds at the entrance, usually at the War Memorial, and they're not spread right across the park. You know, things that were in the corners of the parks and things have gone over the last few years. And the additional thing that we've done is the wildflower meadows, but also we have put in bulbs in quite a few of the parks so that there's a splash of colour at some other time of year. And obviously for the council, that's a one-off investment, and then you've got that colour coming up again and again without the same costs. But we can only afford to do so much of that a year. But, you know, some councillors have paid for that to be introduced in other areas as well.
Councillor Russell.
Thank you, Chair. The petitioner actually made a very good point early in your submission with regards to the colour and how it's a feel-good factor to walk into a public park and see the flowers. Also, the flowers also attract the wildlife round about it, the bees, and it's good for children to see and smell flowers. And yeah, I think it's a sad reflection on the authority to take away flower beds, because part of that is the civic pride in an area. I can obviously only reflect on my own park in Dalkeith. It's always been well praised, the King's Park, and I've always been very proud of it. But I have noticed that, yes, there is a huge reduction. And I think we have to look at other ways. I don't know if any approach has been made from the Dalkeith Community Council to yourselves to, it may be something you want to come to speak to them about and put the option there if they maybe want to look after some of the beds. But I think Justin's idea of actually planting, you know, the flowers that have come through every year, therefore less cost, less maintenance, I think is a good way forward, and I'd like to see more of that done.
So, Rosie?
Yeah, I think the point is it's all about the communication of it, and if we saw what happened with the events and the Gala Days Committee, how working with the communities, and it worked well, and it's worked well this year. And I think that shows that we're working together, we usually can achieve the result we want. And you know, I can only speak for my area in Pennycook, and I think we should be looking at not just working with the community councils, but we have a very active development trust in Pennycook, who actually they look after the market, the garden, the secret garden in the Clark Estate. So they rely on volunteers to do that, to grow vegetables, whatever, plants, flowers, whatever they're doing. And I'm pretty sure organisations like that would be willing to look and get involved if we spoke to them. So I think that's the way forward. It's about communicating with the communities, working with them, and I'm pretty sure there will be people in all the villages and towns in Lothian who would probably come forward if we speak to them. So, and hopefully we can resolve this.
Councillor Muirhead.
My only concern about this is, I'm arguing we should tell people in advance so that we get the potential where we're going to take a decision like that to get volunteers to come forward. But I still think that there's a role for the council here. And I don't want us to get into a situation where officers think that it's, I'm not no offence here, but it's a relatively easy hit, because we think there's a queue of volunteers here that are going to step in if the council decided not to have anything more to do with them. I think we need to be quite clear that we value, as an authority, what we have in the parks. We value the flower beds that are in the parks at the moment, and it would only be as an absolute last resort that we would be taking any further action there. Because, as I say, I didn't just want us to think that it's fine and we've got to have this big queue of few people prepared to come forward and maintain these things. Because at the end of the day, we're all about trying to encourage people to take ownership of their own areas and things like that. But there's a certain level, I think, that the local authority has to provide here. It's okay for extra things for people to come forward and volunteer to do it. But All the volunteers we've got in the villages at the moment, I'll tell you, they're overstretched because they're not just on one committee, they're not just doing one thing, they're doing umpteen things. So we can't wholly rely on them to do it. So I think, you know, I certainly would be in favour of no further reduction in what we're doing in terms of flower beds in our parks, because I think it's important that we, as I say, are seen to value that.
Can I just add, it has been made clear that, you know, there are no plans to cut back on flower beds. That was my understanding of what the council officer said at the petitions committee. But it's been an interesting conversation. I mean, my own view is that we should note the petition and take on board what Councillor Muirhead has said, that, you know, I'd be quite happy not to have any further cutbacks as well, but there are no plans to cut back further at the moment. And, yeah.
That's at the moment. Now, we've been told by the council workers that are being cut next year, there'll be no beds in our park in Newton Grange. And I believe the boys for they're working close with the council. And also, you're on about the planting. You're taking plants out of there. You're planting the beds, right? And they're only there for a few months. And the plants are all being ripped up. And they're still alive. They're good plants. Why are you keeping doing that? You're picking them up and then you're replanting. This is all the councils carry on. Planting the beds. They're there for a wee while and then they come back and they say, oh, we're putting autumn plants in now. All these plants, they're all alive, beautiful plants, and would come up year after year. Why have you got to put new plants in all the time? Put bulbs in so that they'll come up every year. And I suppose people like me, we go around and if we see the plants, the dogs have pulled the plants, we do tend the beds and put the plants back and try and take weeds out and put them in the bins if you can find a bin, which there's not a lot of in any park. You know, it would be wise to put plants in that are going to come up, bulbs that's going to come up every year. Instead of the men, they're coming in twice a year and they're pulling the plants out, new plants, and they're beautiful plants, and they're throwing them on the back of a wagon. Back up. What's the point of all that? I don't see any point to it. Leave the plants in.
Okay, thank you. If you could.
I'd like to answer that. Most of the flowers we've got in the flower beds as such are annual. So we do take them out in full flower, but a few weeks later or 3 or 4 weeks later, the frost would come and they would be killed to the ground and then they would die off and they wouldn't survive to the following year. And we need that period of warm weather when we've replaced them with the new stuff for it to get established before the weather gets really cold. So I take your point that it would be good to see some more permanent plantings. And if you take Newton Grange Park or any of the parks, quite a few of the centre of the flower beds that were, we have planted up with perennials and shrubs and things so that they will last and to cut down our workload, but to still give the look in the park that it's cared for and it's colourful. So we haven't just sewn over the beds. We have had to do some of that this year because at the end of the day, I have to make the saving that's been required, you know, requested of me, and we can't always just make a change and make those savings. So we've sewn out some and we've put shrubs or perennials into others. So if you do look round in Pennycook, Bonnyrigg Park, Newton Grange Park, you will see some permanent planting in the middle. And the annual beds are very costly, which is why the change has probably come our way. I hope that helps.
Can I propose that we note the petition as a committee? Does anyone disagree with that? So we've got to decide on three actions here. One, no action, in which case we'll give you the reasons. Two, pass the petition to the relevant director or other council committees. Or if the petition relates to another public organisation, we may pass it on to that organisation with or without specific recommendation. Councillor Muirhead.
I think we should move that we pass the petition on effectively to Ricky and his team, along with the comments that have been made here today. For them to action in the coming months. I think that's probably the best way forward.
Is everyone agreed? Okay, Mrs. Forrest, so what we've decided to do is we're going to pass your petition on to Ricky Moffat at Midlothian Council for consideration. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Bye-bye.